listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today we want to take a few minutes out and take a look at God's promises of protection and provision. And I want to begin by taking a look at the promise that God made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. There we read this. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." Now, after Abram boldly attacked a confederation of five kings, and he won that bold attack, he rescued his nephew Lot, and not only defeated the kings, but took away all their spoil from the battles that those kings had fought. And after Abram did not take any of the spoil of that battle for himself, but instead, he rather generously gave a tenth of all that he had to Melchizedek, the priest of Jerusalem. After those two things, Abram needed a shield and he needed a reward. He needed protection, that's a shield. He needed provision, that's a reward. God made him this remarkable promise. Let me read it to you again, Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." So again, we just get the picture here of Genesis 15:1. God is promising Abram to be his protection, that is a shield, and his reward, that is a provision. Now, I want you to notice, God did not say that he would give Abram a shield and a reward. That would be awesome, but that's not what God said. God said that he would be his shield and his exceedingly great reward. Let me read that to you again. He said to Abram, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." What could be greater than that? Not just to have God supply your protection, but for God to be your protection. Not just to supply your need, but for God himself to say, "I will be your supply." Now, when I think of these amazing promises that God made to Abram in Genesis chapter 15:1, it brings me to an important question. Those were promises that God made to Abraham. But can we claim them? Listen, sometimes it's a problem that we go into the Bible and start claiming promises that don't belong to us. They belong to somebody else. And we have to admit that strictly speaking, God did not make that promise specifically to us, believers who live some 4,000 years or so after the time of Abraham, but he made those promises to Abraham himself. Therefore, can we claim them at all? Well, not on the basis of Genesis 15:1 alone. If Genesis 15:1 was the first and the last place where God ever spoke about being a protection and a provision for his people, then we could say, no, that's just for Abraham. It's not for us. However, and this is a blessed however, because God takes those promises and speaks them to all believers in many places throughout the scriptures, we can say that God, when he made that promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, "I will be your shield, I will be your exceedingly great reward," we see that those were promises, in a sense, to all believers. Here's the promises for protection. Psalm 3, verse 3 says this, "But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head." You see, the psalmist knew that God could be a shield for him. Or Psalm 18, verse 30 says, "He is a shield to all who trust in him." If you trust in the Lord, God says that, "I will be your shield." That's his promise of protection. Now, how about other places where promises of provision are made for us? Well, in Psalm 58, verse 11, it says, "Surely there is a reward for the righteous." Oh, dear friend, if you are righteous in Jesus Christ, God promises there's a reward for you. Or, as it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You see, those are promises of reward, promises of provision given to you and to me. It wasn't just for Abraham. Dear believing brother or sister, you can take rest and trust in God's beautiful promises of protection and provision. Those weren't just for Abraham, but God says to you as well, "I will be your shield. I will be your exceedingly great reward."
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.